Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Nightlight. We're calling it Spiritually Speaking when we talk and then read. So do hang in there with us, those of you in the queue. We decided that, Mary and I decided that we would do some teaching and then some sharing of our grandmother's wisdom, even better than mystical wisdom sometimes. Mary Peeler, most of you know, for those of you who are new, she is an amazing psychic that I met almost, 7 years ago. And she and I have been doing radio shows together ever since then. She has the most phenomenal sense of integrity, love, patience, sympathy, empathy, you name it, and she's got it in spades. She reads out of Oklahoma, but she has hit all but one of the states, I believe. She may have even hit that state since the last time I spoke with her husband. She is phenomenal. She is insightful. She is spiritual. She is what I consider, what I call old school. Doesn't mean she's old. It just means that she learned this craft the hard way and the way that most of us have. By studying, by sharing, by trial and error, by stretching herself, and by becoming a better person as she went along that pathway. She's not new to the field, and yet she brings an amazing vitality and youthfulness to everything she says, and that's because she loves what she does. And because she loves what she does, that joy is transcended into the way she reads people and the way she shares her wisdom and information with others. So, without further ado, hello, Mary. Glad you're here tonight.
Oh, hello, Barb. This is so much fun to be here, and thank you for all those kind and generous words. Before I go anyplace else on this conversation, I wanted to tell you how beautiful the intro music is. That's the first time I've heard it, and it's beautiful.
It's called
absolutely wonderful.
It's called
relaxing.
Ice Cream. Yeah, it's called Ice Cream, and it's by Cynthia Jordan.
I wondered if it was Cindy Jordan. I love it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Her.
She really is an excellent composer, isn't she?
Oh, my God, yes. And most people know her for her Jose Cuervo, You Are a Friend of Mine. But if you hit her website, which is cynthiamusic.com, you'll find that she has tons of music there to share with everyone. It's free for you to take and use. And on top of being generous, she's incredibly talented, and her music is inspirational. It's just wonderful. So, this show was your idea.
It was. It sort of came to me as a flash because I have no idea why. But I just felt, oh, I know why. In one day, I had two people out of the blue ask me when I was going back to radio. Now, granted, that was when I was on radio before Blog Talk. So it really has been a long time, and that was up in Kansas, if anybody from Kansas is listening. So I was like, oh, my God, how do I get back into radio? I really love a Barb. So that's why I picked up the phone, and presto, we are talking tonight about my very favorite subject under the sun, and that
absolutely
is are who we think we are.
Yeah, and you know, I want to just let people know that we are going to be doing one show a month. They are scheduled and they're on my website calendar. And if you're curious as to when we're going to be in November and December, those dates are there. And of course, being as organized as I am, I don't happen to have them in front of me. But check the website out; they're all there. And I would hazard a guess they're on Mary's website as well.
No, they're not.
They will be on Mary's website just as soon as she gets a hold of someone to put them on.
Or as soon as I get my act together. But I do have some friends in chat, so I think I'm going to just tell them, tell all your friends, guys. <How's>
yeah,
that?
That'll work. That word of mouth is always the best, as far as I'm concerned, into advertising there is.
Yes.
And we decided... Mary, well, no, I think we did this together. We decided that doing readings is wonderful and helps people, and we both love doing that. But on top of that, we love teaching. And so we are combining the teaching aspect with the reading aspect, and we're going to share some of our insights and our wisdoms with you, and then we will do some readings at the tail end of the show. So those who are in queue, hang on, because we will get to you. But before that, as Mary said before, the one thing that we thought was most important is in these teachings, it's very important not only to explain something to you, but to give you the tools to do it today. Instead of just giving you a philosophy and say, off you go, figure it out, apply it to your life, yada-da. Because that's how we learn, to be honest with you.
Well, so, that's exactly what happens.
Of course. And, you know, you read in a book and it tells you, and then, whoops, there, you know, it's sometimes a philosophy is impossible to apply to your life. You just don't understand it. So one of the main things that both of us have been hearing for a very long time is, you know, all right, I don't like my life, or I don't like what's going on, or I want things to be better. And usually we say, then change them. And people give us that deer in the headlight look. And it's like, how do I do that? And we say, you change your life by your perception. How you perceive your reality is how it becomes. And so many people, you know, kind of give you a look and say, well, all right, big deal. That's the big words. How do I do it? And it's really very simple. It's among other things, it is a positive attitude, which is really kind of hard sometimes to pull together. But it helps to use tools. And the tool that we're gonna plug like heck tonight is affirmations, because by saying an affirmation frequently through a day, you begin to cement it within your consciousness, and that becomes a part of your higher consciousness, and that becomes a part of your reality. And you know, praying is lovely, and most people do pray at some point in the time of some time during the day, but that's a one shot deal. And then you know you ask and you bargain and stuff like that, and then you get on with your life and you don't make any changes. And the important thing is that you make changes in your life to attract to you those things that you want to have in your life.
Mary? Yes. Yes, oh, I agree so much. And you have to say to yourself that your need is great, because as I've written on my Facebook page, when I talk about affirmations, it's a matter of putting the energy behind the affirmation. You cannot get in your car and expect it to go anywhere just because you're turning on the key. You better have taken care of filling up the tank and putting the fuel there, which is the need for the change. So if you don't have a real need for what you're asking for, well, then it's never going to go anyplace. But if you do have the need, and that requires you looking at yourself and feeling if this and knowing if the direction you're headed in is right for you. Because it won't go anywhere if it is not right for you, and it will not go anywhere if you do not need it, because you will not have the energy, the gumption, and the stick-to-itiveness to be brave and courageous and go forward.
Okay, now, and while we are talking, I am putting, Mary has given me 9 affirmations, and I'm putting them into the chat room for all of you. So, and Mary, we'll talk about them as we go along, kind of write them down. We'll read them out as well, so those who are listening in archive will be able to hear them. But okay. we decided it's really important to give you the dang tool to use for your life. So these are affirmations that Mary uses. They aren't all hers, but most of them are.
And but they're my favorites. But before we go on to that, may I add something else?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay. When you want to use an affirmation, as Barb said, it's very helpful to write out a prayer. It's very helpful to do something like that. I do it all the time. But then I have to go, okay, that's my earthly goal. I have just told God what I want, and I'm grateful. But now I have to remember I'm a human being, and everything I do comes from thought first. So what we have to do is dedicate the first thing every morning, or as close to it as possible, because some of us need our coffee, okay? So
yes,
we need to set aside a moment, 5 minutes every single morning, Monday through Sunday, getting up, sitting on the foot of our bed, and repeating the affirmation. You have to bring it into your heart and your soul and your brain. You got to believe it. And it only comes from repetition.
Yeah, it's not a one-shot deal. I think that's what so many people think. You know, it's, all right, I've affirmed this and it doesn't work. And, you know, I didn't see anything today, so forget it. Screw it. It doesn't work. And the thing about affirmations is that it is, as Mary said, the repetition, and it is how you change your life. It is how you change your perception, and it's how you look at your life. It's if you get up every day and it's like, oh God, here I go again. I can't believe it. It's, you know, I can't do anything right, or whatever it is. Whatever you want to change within your reality is something that you have to work at. Now, I mean, we're giving you a lot of affirmations here. I'm not suggesting that you write them down and that you say them all of them over and over again during the day. But I am saying pick an area to work on, because these, honest to God, work. And yes. I think that a long time ago, before Mary got so busy, she forgot to, you know, she forgot to breathe. She was having a slight problem with money, and so she found a prosperity affirmation, and she said it over and over. I think she breathed it, and before you knew it, and it took time. Before too long, Mary suddenly was so busy that she literally had to find somebody to do things, you know, to do her bookings, and somebody to, you know, it doesn't mean that it's going to bring, you're not going to win the lottery necessarily. But if you're willing to work for the things you're asking for, then affirmations work amazingly. Because it means, you know, I don't quite know how to do this, but I am affirming it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen, and life is going to be better and joyful and abundant. And it's I think the prosperity one that you used, what was that one? Do you remember?
Well, the first prosperity one I used came from Catherine Ponder, and it was sent to me through a book I was reading from Unity Church, and it was the dynamic laws of prosperity by Catherine Ponder. And Catherine Ponder's been dead for many a year, so she's an old school, but it came out of Unity Church because she was one of the founding members and ministers in Unity Church. And Catherine Ponder said one of my favorite affirmations, which cleared all fear for me, was, thank you, and you always means God.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for this opportunity to share prosperity. Now, every time I spent a penny, a nickel, I thought to myself, and I know people have heard this story before, but I truly thought to myself, wow, I'm helping prosperity. And if I'm helping and moving prosperity, then I don't have anything to worry about. Because if I move something, energy, money, in one direction, then you know what? It's going to circle right around like a boomerang and come back to me. And it did.
I can remember talking to you over 7 years ago, and you know, we were both going through different times in our life and grumbling a little bit, and you said that you were going to use this affirmation, and before you knew it, my gosh, Mary was off and running like you wouldn't believe. It was just phenomenal. And
I made up my mind that in those days, it was a matter of most mediums and psychics don't have a lot of clientele in January because everybody spent their money for Christmas. So it was a gloomy January morning, and I think we were on the air or whatever the next day or something, and I just said, that's it. I have to contribute. I have to. There was no way I was going to let this God-given gift go to waste. So I did. I sat down on the edge of my bed, and I said, thank you, for I kept it in present, I now have 3 clients this week or better. Within an hour, I got a reading booked. Within 2 days, I had 4 clients. It was better than I have ever anticipated, and I could have anticipated. And, well, you know darn well, I've read for people now all over the world, yes, in all 50 states. I have one state I haven't traveled to yet, but I have read for people in that state. So, yeah, my business and my life blossomed and brought all these wonderful people into my life because I had a genuine need and I was courageous enough, and I'm not a courageous person, but I was stubborn enough to say, I'm going to do it and I'm going to make it happen because that's the way I'm supposed to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it did.
And, you know, since then you've done a lot of affirmations. I think my favorite one of the ones that you've done is, today I joyfully abandon my old fears and negativity and am instead happily embracing the positive possibilities.
Thank you.
That one to me resonates tremendously, because no matter how you look at a situation determines how it is going to impact your life. I had a lot of ice damage on my house this last winter, and a lot of stuff had to be done to the house. And instead of looking at it as, holy mackerel, I'm going to live in a mess for months, it's going to be awful, it's going to be, I can't believe this, poor me, poor me, poor me, I told everybody, this is the best thing that could have happened to me. I am so excited because my house gets painted and I couldn't afford to do it, and things are going to get fixed that I couldn't afford to do, and those ice dams were the best thing that ever happened to me. And you know something? It flew. Everything fell into place. It was just the most, people looked at me like I was crazy when I said, I am so fortunate that I had damage to my house.
I remember having a discussion with you like that, and it was so much fun to listen to you, Barb, because you were truly excited about damage.
Well, but it's sort of like if you break an ankle or a foot or something and you're laid up, isn't it phenomenally wonderful that you have a chance now to catch up on soap operas or books that you haven't read, or it's the universe is holding you in place so that you can take care of those loose ends that you weren't taking care of. I mean,
yeah.
There is a positive in everything. And sometimes it's hard to find. Sometimes the search for the positive in certain situations is horrendously difficult. I don't mean to in any way say this is an easy thing to do, because there are situations in life that are just absolutely heart-wrenching. However,
yes,
they do. My mother had a friend whose daughter was raped and killed. And as soon as they caught the man that did it, the friend, to see the guy, and she reached her hand out to him and said, I know there's good in you, and that good couldn't get through, but I know you have a good heart and I forgive you.
Aww.
And he burst into tears. They are, well, they're pen pals now, because of course he went away for life. But she talks of him as though he is a member of the family. And it's not
wow.
that she's crazy. She's not a crazy lady, but she, you know, when people asked her, why did you do that? She said, don't you think there's enough horror and heart and hatred in the world? I don't need to add to it.
Yep.
And so now I'm not sure I would be that noble or that wise or that kind or that good. I'm not sure I have that in me, to be honest with you. But it's how she perceived the situation. Her daughter served a purpose. This man, actually, he became a born-again Christian. He found God through what he did because of her. So it sometimes takes a lot of work to find those positives. But they're there. They're absolutely there. No matter how miserable something looks, if you can find a positive in it, or if you can find laughter in it, sometimes the laughter comes first and then you figure out the positive. But it's up to you. And that's, I think, one of the biggest lessons for almost every teaching show that I've done or will do, is that you have to, the answer is within yourself. The control is within you. Yes, you signed up for situations to be presented to you for this lifetime, and they are a learning tool for you. Use them. If things are uncomfortable or messy or sad or whatever, find the positive. It's always, always there. And as I said, sometimes, and I will admit that I have had moments when I just I can remember sitting and just crying and saying, I know there's a positive here. Just show it to me so we can get on with this because I can't find it on my own. You know, give me a break. Send me a telegram. Just show me where the good stuff is, and I'll be happy to plow into it. It works. It really does. The affirmations can change your life. Now, it will be subtle at first, and then the more that you emphasize it, the more that you work with it, the better stuff gets. Go ahead.
Okay. It gets there rarely in the path that you and I think it should. It surprises us because the road is still rocky. The road still has cliffs. The road still has lakes, rivers, and valleys to cross. But we're moving forward because in those moments of decision to trust the positive side and deal with the negative, we are moving toward the creation we call God. It's just that simple. We are releasing our soul, and I know this sounds churchy, but I don't care. This brings us to a higher level of peace.
It does, and it is amazing how fast things happen when you get going with this. It becomes when you feel the motion, you know what's going on, and you sort of add more energy to it, and things pick up speed, and you just never know. You truly never know how it's going to present stuff to you, and sometimes it's in very unusual and strange ways. But it's again, if you put this into relationships, if you keep saying to all your friends, oh, God, I always attract losers, I don't know what the hell is wrong with me, then I guarantee you, you will attract losers because that's what you're putting out there. And and yet if you decided to go the other way and say something to the effect that well, in the past, I haven't been as discerning as I am now, and I know that the next relationship is going to be a good, positive one because that's what I deserve. I promise you that's what you get.
Yeah, and it also helps if you are a friend of someone and you tell them, you know, you have this habit of attracting losers. You need to change. You need to think on the positive side sometimes and keep your opinions to yourself. Because your job as a friend is to help them. You know, so we don't need the negativity. We do the best we can because it slips out easy enough. But we come back to the positive.
Yeah, and it's amazing. It's amazing how rapidly this stuff works. You know, and I think that Our statement at the beginning, you create your reality by your perception of it, is very, very true. And so many times we get sort of caught in loops, and we forget that we have control here. And you know, if you don't take your own personal power, somebody will take it for you. I guarantee you that. And usually when someone else takes your power from you and makes choices and decisions for you, they don't make it according to what is appropriate for your life pathway. So that you are kind of side-railed and taken in directions that are not appropriate for your spiritual growth. And it's only when you pull that power back and say, no, I think I'll make the choices, you know, and if they're wrong, And frankly, to be honest with you, you can't make really wrong decisions. You can make wise and wiser ones. But your higher consciousness is not going to let you do something that is totally wrong for you. You'll back out and say, well, that was a couple of weeks that I wasted. But you never waste your time. You do learn and grow from everything. There have been things that I have done in my lifetime that probably weren't the wisest, but I did learn a lot from them, and I teach from them at this point in time. And when I served in the when I served in the church, I found that my best sermons were telling people how I screwed up, that, you know, this was my mistake. This didn't work. So it probably wasn't the smartest thing to do. So, you know, take a note and don't make my mistake. Pick up, you know, make somebody else's. Make
yes.
sense?
It does to me. I hope it does to everybody else.
Ah, yeah, no, it's an unusual place to be. Sometimes we can explain how we had a perception of something, it didn't work, and it did teach us what the right perception was. And for the most part, usually my stupid mistakes are just stupid, and I can laugh at them. I don't think I've made a mistake that you know I couldn't laugh about. Some of them, it takes a great deal of time and perspective to laugh about them, but we get to a point in time. Yeah, I have two divorces. Trust me, I have laughed a lot over some of these choices that I've made, and yet they made me the person I am today, and I like me. So, you know, if you're at a place in time where you don't like yourself, then you need to make changes so that not only you like yourself, but then everybody else will like you too, because you do attract what you are feeling inside. And all you have to do is shift and change the way you're looking at things, and life does change tremendously. And,
yes,
and it's,
it does.
It's, you know,
it keeps us on our toes.
This lifetime is actually a gift. And,
yeah.
And we're here being given the gift of living a physical reality and experiencing lessons in a way that as a spirit we couldn't possibly experience. So that this is an amazing thing. And I've heard a lot of people say, "Well, this is hell on earth." No, it's not. It's not. We struggle because we're learning, and that's important. And the minute you stop learning is the minute you stop living, just about. So you know, I welcome the changes, and I welcome the challenges, and I, you know, hope that they space themselves a little bit better in the future. but it is an exciting thing to suddenly have something that is confronting me, and I have to get creative in order to get through it, so that it does force us to really stretch ourselves out. You know, we are never given anything more than we can handle. And I love Mother Teresa's saying that she said, "I know God only gives us things. God only gives us as much as we can handle. I just wish He didn't think so much of me."
Yeah, I love that one too. Yep. I agree.
It just, you know, every now and then, you know, you sit back and you think, "Huh, I must be hot stuff because this is a lot." But you know, you take it one thing at a time, and you just move forward, and that's all that's expected of you. You know, we're going to grow, we're going to learn, we're going to stretch, we're going to become better people, and as a spirit, we're going to evolve and touch into those gifts and talents that we've carried through time. We're all precious, we're all masters, we all have ancient wisdom, and it's a matter of how are we going to use it, how are we going to focus it, and how are we going to apply ourselves to this reality. That said, all of the affirmations that I have in the chat room here are wonderful affirmations. Pick an area of your life that you want to work on and apply one of these affirmations to it. And I don't know, Mary, how long would you say, you know, you say, I love the prosperity one because, you know, I'm shelling out money all over the place. So I'm, you know, I'm sharing my abundance.
Yes.
And I'm sharing my prosperity.
Uh-huh.
Not sure you could call my, well, I was gonna I did have one other thing. For the longest time, many years ago, because, you know, between Mary and I, we have over 100 years of experience in this field, but a long time ago, I had trouble balancing checkbooks. And I, you know, it didn't matter how much or how little I had. I couldn't balance the dang thing, and I was always in trouble. And so I put $1 million in my checking account. Now, I didn't actually have $1 million because, you know, but I, in my check register, it was $1,002.43. And there was something about seeing $1,002.43 that made me feel abundant, that made me feel as though it was okay because I had $1,002.43. And, you know, from that moment on, I never bounced another check. And
that's because you knew you had rich parents. Native source. Yes.
Yeah, kind of. My son came home for a vacation. He was trying to straighten out my Quicken account, and all I heard was suddenly, did you know that there's $1 million in your account? And I said, yeah, I put it there. And he said, but you don't have $1 million. I said, I know that. He said, you're not writing checks against us, are you? And I said, no, but when I see that there, I feel everything's okay. I don't panic and I don't get negative. And when I don't get negative, the money comes in when it's supposed to.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And I kind of challenge anybody who's having prosperity issues to use that. It's a simple tool, putting the $1 million in your checkbook and see what your results are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm trying to read notes from Jeannie and keep going with this because it, you know, guys, we're keeping this about as simple as we possibly can because we really want to make a point and give you something to work with and something to apply to your life. And with future shows, we're going to do exactly the same thing because, you know, rather than sit and talk philosophically for an hour or two, which we have been known to do, we thought we'd just grab one point and we'd hammer the heck out of it. So it's really important for us that you at least try this at some aspect in some part of your life. It feels as though Mary on her Facebook page puts up mantras every now and then. Have you stopped doing that or are you still doing it?
I still do it every once in a while. So
I challenge.
I guess I don't have the need for it yet. And so I have a desire, but it's not balanced with the need.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stuck. So, but I'm not stuck. I'm just there. So my answer is difficult, but it's the way it is. So every once in a while, you'll be surprised, I will put up something on an affirmation. So, you know, or write me at Facebook on Mary Peeler, Psychic Medium Mary, and you'll tell me to go talk about affirmations again, and I will. One of my favorite subjects.
I think
questions on all of this.
I really think that you have the aspects of a book here, Mary's Mantras. And because they are such a rich part of your life, and you've used them so productively and so wisely and so fruitfully over the years, because I almost every time that I've ever spoken to you, you're working on another aspect of you know, life, evolution, change, and growth. I mean, and what state is it you haven't been to?
Alaska.
Oh, wow.
So Barb, we need to have a cruise to Alaska, and so Wayne and I will. I laughed because you've been divorced twice, and I'm thinking, well, I've had as many problems. I just stayed with the old man. So,
well, you joyfully had a lovely man that would work with you on all of them.
Some people in the audience, in the chat, they know him and they know better. There isn't a joyful thing about him. I'm laughing. He really is the love of my life. So, and he makes me laugh. So yes,
he's a great sport. He really is.
Yeah, he is. So,
but
he's really well too. So, but you know what, you guys, when I was young and didn't know what an affirmation was, I did see an actor once portraying someone that I thought would make a good husband, and I said to myself, you know, that's who I'd like to marry, someone who is smart, wears glasses, and always wanted to kiss me. Well, I got it.
Well, you know,
I'm too much, aren't I?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of wanted to, I want to rewrite that children's book about the little engine that could. I don't think, I believe that instead of I think I can, it should be I know I can.
Yes.
There have been situations in life where I've been confronted with things that felt overwhelming that did not become overwhelming because I was not, I did not feel that it was appropriate to admit defeat. Recently I had a man on Nightlight that I interviewed on Freemasonry, and I don't know a lot about it. I know a lot more now, but his book was overwhelming and I couldn't even get through the foreword, and so I kind of backed away and said, no, I don't think I need to do this. And then a part of me said, well, that's kind of letting it defeat you. And, you know, it was like, okay, you know, I'll be defeated for this time. And then a part of me, it got to me. It started to annoy me. And so I did some research, got a little more background, picked up the book, and learned an amazing amount of material. And if I hadn't turned around and said, I will not let this defeat me. It's facing me. It's right here in my face. I am totally capable of doing this. Now, what the hell is the matter with me? And once I got into it, it started to make great sense to me. So it's sort of like I don't think we're meant to be defeated. I think we're meant to be challenged. I mean, you can certainly accept defeat if you want to, but I do believe at another time, at another place, in another life, you will be confronted with the same thing again. So it's probably smarter to move ahead and take the challenge. There are things in my life that I haven't had a need for, so I haven't done. I flunked first-year Spanish 3 years in a row.
I know that feeling. Only mine was French.
I
did well. I just can't remember a damn thing.
Okay.
So it did no good. Not a thing.
Yeah, but you haven't had to use it, have you?
Not really. You're right.
And so my theory and my feeling was, I'm probably not going to need it this lifetime. I had some gardeners once that were Mexicans, and I was able to actually communicate with them slightly. So I have enough to get by. I'm really good at pantomime, so I can probably, you know, get my
can
point across.
Can you guys imagine Barbara
to
doing the pantomime? Here.
No, aki means here. No, there are certain words that I would want to learn before I hit a country that I didn't know the language in. But I do feel that if you're immersed in a culture, you learn the language real, real fast. So
there's the need again.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, my thought is I probably won't need Spanish this lifetime anyhow. So
I have enough. Even though I love it. But, you know, there's another aspect of it that's also, Barb, is that when we're doing this, we're kind of talking about another way when you use an affirmation, when you take control that you are driving or changing yourself, directing yourself towards abundance, let's say, like I was at that time, it makes you feel like win or lose, I am in my element. So I am doing the best I can, and therefore I am okay with it.
Sounds good.
It feels
Sounds
like I'm
good.
Taking my own power. I'm taking my power back.
Works for me. Okay,
so,
Mary, we've got a lot of people in queue here. We promised them we were going to...
I just heard you. I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, okay. So we've lured you in. We've shoved our philosophy down your throat. We've given you tools to use. So, and you've all been kind enough to wait for us to get around to this. Mary and I are going to take turns. She's going to read the first, and I'm going to read the next, and we're going to go through you as best we can as time allows. Right? Got it, Mary?
Got it.
Okay. Every now and then we get our wires crossed.
I get mine crossed a lot, but Barbara brings me back. Yep.
Sometimes I try.
Uh huh.
Let's see.
Barbara.
People,
you better take it.
I wrote people. I will. I wrote people down as they came into the queue to make sure that we read them according to how long they've been sitting here. So, first up is Donna. Hi, Donna. You there?
Hi, Barbara and Mary. Thank you very much for your teachings. I really, really enjoyed those. And, you know, there's a lot of depth and truth in what you said, and I'm going to incorporate that into my life. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Mary, you're up, and I'll take the next one.
Okay. Donna, how can I help you?
Mary, I'd like to be in a relationship with a man, possible marriage at this point in my life. I don't like being alone so much, and I wanted to know, do you see this, what do you feel about this? Do you see coming?
Yeah, I feel like there's a relationship very close to you, but may I ask you again, what we were talking about is how much do you have a real need for this, and how much, here's another thought we didn't even get into, is how willing are you to pay for it? Meaning, what are you going to give to this relationship? But I really, really do feel like there is a positive relationship coming to you we're only moving into fall, but I feel like by spring you're going to be quite happy.
Oh good.
So
yeah,
let me ask you this, Donna.
Yeah.
Do you feel yourself very independent? Because I see a lot of shoes piled up around you.
I have a lot of shoes.
That's my confirmation. Go for it, girl, and get your hair cut.
I have too many, and get my hair cut.
Yes.
I know my hair is too long for my age, and I'm 61 now, and it's a little too long. I wear it up in a bun every day, and I like doing that. But, yeah, I think I'm ready. You know, I've been like 6 years without a relationship. I've been doing a lot of things for myself. I am independent.
Take a class. It's there. It is not far away. Just know it's coming, okay? But it's here at its own right time.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm fine with April. Yeah. That's
okay.
Great.
Good. Okay. All right. The best for you, Donna. I love the name Donna. So thank you for being the first in line.
And I love the name Mary. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Donna.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we've got Deanna here. Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
How's it coming? How's it going?
It's great. I'm glad to hear you. You're just a ribbon on my package.
Well, that's
well,
nice
you know what I meant.
Say.
It didn't come out the right way, but that's good.
No, I gotcha. How can we help tonight?
What's coming up next that you can see?
Barbara, okay. I can't hear that.
Oh, that's okay. It's my question. But she asked what's coming up next.
Oh, thank you.
What's coming up next is I feel that you're at a point in time here where there's a new balance. There's new insight coming, and it does look as though in many ways you've been set free. A lot of restrictions have been taken off of you, and it does feel as though there's a sense here of I feel your heart chakra has been I clouded, but it feels clear now. I feel that there is a better sense of your perception of your reality and It just feels as though there's a lightness here. I feel that you have lately not had enough sleep, and I really want to I really want to tell you that,
right.
that you've been stressing yourself out to a point where it's hard for you to sort of focus. So I change your diet slightly. Don't eat after maybe 6 or 7 o'clock at night. Make sure that you get a good 7 or 8 hours sleep. And please don't take something to make you sleep. If you have to do anything,
no,
take something holistic or homeopathic, because homeopathic is best for you. I really feel that you've been struggling through a difficult time, but I got to tell you, I really see that there is light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, and that by the time we get to December, there's my gosh, there's laughter, joy, and celebration. As we get into the new year, there's money coming in above and beyond what you expect. There's a lot of activity around you, so it feels as though work is changing and shifting. And it feels as though springtime holds new beginnings and fresh starts. And it feels as though you're really moving into a very positive aspect of life. And what you're going through now is shedding what you don't need. And sometimes shedding is hard, and sometimes shedding is painful. But I want you to understand that those things you're letting go of, those aspects of life that you're releasing, have only been shackles to you. And I really feel that there is such a burst of excitement, love, and affection that comes to you as we get into November and December.
Well, thank you so much. That's so, hopeful and everything. And you're right, I haven't been sleeping hardly at all. Last night it was 4:30 in the morning, and I really wished I could go to sleep. I guess it's stress, money, all those things. But this is, good. This is very good. And I thank you. I'm so happy that you're back on, and Mary and Jeannie and everybody. Best wishes.
We are glad to be back too. Thanks a lot.
And
bye-bye
I loved
now.
Your program last week, by the way, the one in Freemasonry. It was wonderful.
It was a cool show. It really was. I learned a lot.
You should have him back,
right,
Barbara.
Oh, he
will.
Yeah, I will. He's definitely on the list of people to get back and sort of milk for more information.
Hugs to everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay. She's a nice lady. She has been calling into this show since the very, 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 very beginning.
Oh, okay. And I appreciate you repeating the question. I really couldn't hear her voice at all.
She's got one of the. She's an amazing lady. She's an interpreter.
Oh, okay. I kept picking up how intelligent she was.
Very intelligent lady.
So, wow. I think that's cool. Thank you.
Very, very, very cool. Okay, we've got another old friend here, Eric. Hi, Eric. Are you there?
Hi, Barbara. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can hear you just fine, and Mary is ready to go. Go ahead, Mary.
Hello, Eric.
Do you want me to ask? Hello. Would you like me to ask a question, or do you just want to tell me something that you see?
I'd rather you ask a question.
Okay. The issue I'm kind of concerned with at the moment has to do with my mother, who seems to be very manipulative toward me, and I was wondering if there's anything you see about the situation.
I am so sorry. I'm not hearing that last part. Barbara, will you tell me?
He feels his mother is being manipulative, and he doesn't know what to do about the situation.
I hate to tell you this, but I still did not hear you. Do you want to say it one more time for me? I'm so sorry. I just cannot hear that. His mother.
Do you want me to say it, or did you want Barbara to say it?
Yeah, go ahead, Eric. You say it.
I was just going to say that it feels like my mother has been trying to manipulate me a lot recently, using this poor me type approach.
Thank you. Thank you. And you want to know how to deal with it, correct?
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Or just anything else you might get about it.
Okay, Well, there are two things here, okay? I don't think your mother's feeling well, but also I feel that this is an opportunity for you to use your own abilities to know things and to feel that this is a learning lesson and you get to choose how to deal with it. So this is an opportunity to learn to answer yes or no as you feel is right for you. Because that's what we're all here for. And I feel that emotionally you are moving away from her. You're not changing love. You're not changing respect. You're just simply becoming a stronger, greater person. And you do it with love and generosity. But this is a chance to stand your ground and be more than you ever were.
Okay. I mean,
Barb, do you want to jump in?
Yeah. You have past life issues that you're working out with her.
Yes.
And it feels, I feel really, really strongly that there was a power struggle in a past life, and she's brought, it's come forward into this life, and she feels that she is losing, she feels she is losing you, and yet I don't feel she is. It's just that she feels she's losing you, and I think some reassurance that you're going to be there no matter what happens, or if it does feel as though she is not well. And so it feels as though there's a need here for you to sort of, it's a very hard thing to do with a parent, just like it's a hard thing to do with a child. At some point in time, parents have to understand that we are grown up. You know, it took me a long time with my mother to finally say, you know, Dorothy, I'd rather be friends. I don't think I want to be your daughter anymore because I'm too old to call you mommy. And happily, she had a sense of humor. I'm not saying this will work with your mother, by the way. But at some point, don't even try it, Eric. But it does feel.
I was going to try it.
No, give me a break. But your mother doesn't see you as an adult.
Yeah,
so
and I've pointed that out to her many times, and you know, I don't know how often. I mean, it's because I say it, she just doesn't want to look at it, you know. So I don't know how I can do anything else other than just put my foot down and say I'm not going to do something. For example, you were saying how I'll always be there for you. That's part of the thing. She's trying to mandate that I'm going to see her in a certain situation, and I said no.
Okay. Well, I do believe that you know, standing up for yourself and taking back your personal power is an important thing to do. Uncomfortable, but important. But don't play emotional games with her either. You know, be a responsible son. And you know, don't play games with not talking or not answering the phone. That's childish, and it feels like she is almost going back into childish behavior, and you have to become the adult.
Being attached to the ugly emotions.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing is, I mean, she tries to call me several times a week more than is comfortable for me, and there are times I haven't answered the phone, but I don't do it as a game. I do it because I've said this to her, but she keeps calling anyway, you know? So mm-hmm. I don't know what, you know, how many times does that have to answer? I mean, she'll call about nothing.
Does she live alone?
No, she lives with my dad. But they don't have in my opinion, a very loving relationship, and she doesn't really see that. She just kind of is needy. And,
she's lonely.
And feel like she doesn't get her.
Yep.
Right.
So she's lonely.
She's pulling on my energy. You know, and she didn't understand that.
Well,
no, and go ahead, Mary.
Well, nobody can rob you of your energy if you are prepared. So if you use it as a challenge to get through this, knowing that she can do whatever she wants, but you're still perfect. This is a part of her journey, and your journey is not to react in the most positive way that is possible, and move forward again in which manner is best for you without hurting her.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Barb?
The last thing is, like, you know, she often gets hurt, but I think she hurts herself, but she views it as me hurting her. Does that make any sense?
That you need a psychologist for.
Yeah, if you're really wrestling with this hard, then you got to go get, you know, you got to talk to somebody who has those kind of credentials. Mary and I don't, but I do feel strongly that you know, you just have to understand, you have to be the adult in this situation, because I don't believe she can be. So stand your ground, but don't shut her off. And don't close the door. Let her know you're there, but only mm-hmm. as much as is comfortable for you. Okay?
Okay.
It's an opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Okie dokie. Haven't worked the switchboard for a while. I kind of feel, kind of feels weird here. Okay. Got Dion here. Hi, Dion. Are you there?
I am.
How can we help?
I don't know. I need a lot of help. Just what do you see for me?
Okay. It does feel as though you're going through what I would call massive changes. It does feel like kind of the world is topsy-turvy for you. Looks like the last couple of months have been the word that comes to mind is discombobulating. I feel that you're going through what I would call Phoenix Rising energy here, and as we go through Phoenix Rising energy here, we're kind of reborn out of the ashes of the old, so to speak, so that there is that element of massive changes going on, and it does feel as though this is not the next couple of months, not a good time to make major, major, major decisions. I would say that if you can put major decisions off and just sort of kind of keep things quiet and stable for a little while. By the time you hit December and the first of the year, you're off and running. But you're basically at this point in time sort of assimilating new energy that's coming into you through you, and it feels as though you're fragmented and that you're not as focused as normally you are. So it's really important for you to sort of recognize that and not try to make major decisions or choices for the next little while. I mean, you can choose what color you want to wear tomorrow. You can choose what you eat for dinner. But if you're going to buy a house or sell a horse or anything like that, just hold off on it. It's a new time for you. I feel that there's new energy coming through. Your perception of your reality is shifting and changing. You are more open to understanding the different levels of people that you are around, so that you are able to perceive what their agendas are, where the strings are, and things like that. And you know, sometimes agendas are good, and sometimes strings are great. I like to pull them every now and then if I get a chance. But you have to understand what's going on, and I feel that your view of your reality is not as clear as it's going to be from December on. Let's say it does feel as though there's a birthing of a new aspect of you here, and it does feel very, very exciting. Okay?
That's good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okie doke. Mary, we've got, I think, Trish here. Hi, Trish, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Mary?
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Do you have a question?
I do. I'm wondering what you see of the next steps that are going to happen with my relationship.
Oh, you've been waiting for a significant change, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, I'm picking it up, so it's there, but I hope you don't mind, but it comes with a lot of if we do this, if we do that, if we do this. But does that make sense?
Well, I haven't heard that yet, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, yeah, because it's a little bit of a control issue. And it's not mean or anything. It's just, the person you're interested in, their brain is going blah 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 blah, and they're trying to get everything taken care of. So I do think there's a significant change because I feel like you are happy together, and if I were you, I would be running towards it, knowing that it is a place and a direction you're supposed to be going in.
Okay.
Okay, so are you looking for a ring?
No, I'm not looking for a ring. But I, at the moment, we've been a little bit of on again, off again. At the moment, we're off. So it sounds like, if I'm interpreting this correctly, the change is more stability.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I do think there's love there.
Yeah, no, there's definitely that. I think I'm more than a ring, I'm looking for the stability.
Okay. Well, I would see it as a ring because it's a commitment.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, okay. So I'm old-fashioned. I'm old. But that's what I'm seeing. But again, it comes with if this changes, if we do this, if we do that. And the person you're looking for this stability with needs to feel that they have a value. And I think that's what your intention is. So
correct.
I do think it will work because I'm picking up there's love there.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So
thank you.
Go get busy if you feel you need this person in your life, which I think would work pretty well. Not perfect because nothing is. Then, you know, because we get bored with perfection. But, well, we would. And go towards it and use an affirmation so that you are open to the very best relationship coming your way, which is stable as it can be. Okay?
Oh, yeah,
why
great.
Why don't you put in fun?
Okay. Thank
good,
you so much.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Barbara.
Okie doke. We got Vivitar. Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
Doing really great. How can I help?
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
So whatever's coming through, whatever spirit gives you.
Need a name.
Okay. Oh, this is Vivitar.
Yeah, this is Vivitar.
Oh, my. Good. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Your turn.
You want to take this? I think it's my turn, but if you want to take it, you can take it.
No, go ahead.
Okay. It's my turn. I want to go. Okay.
Is this Barbara?
This is Barbara, yes.
Yeah,
okay. So you've been going through a period of time here where you've been giving a great deal to other people, and it feels as though it's sort of a your opportunity to get compensated for the things that you've given out freely, whether it be time or energy or consideration or whatever. But it does feel as though this is a time for compensation. It's a harvest time. It's a time when you're going to be gifted for those generous things that you've done for other people. I would say the fall is really an exciting time for you. It looks here as though there's a sense here of setting things in motion so that between now and the end of the year, you're going to be sort of putting things in place and setting things up for next year. It really feels like you're working on next year tremendously, and it's almost as though next year is a very special year for you. It feels as though it's a time where you're going to find a greater sense of understanding your own insight. It's a time where you're going to understand a lot of the gifts and talents that you brought into this lifetime. It's absolutely an amazing time for you to become more and more, understand more and more the gifts that you bring into this lifetime, and you do bring a tremendous number of gifts in. I feel that this is going to be a time where that you are you're coming into, where there's a sense of almost awe, almost amazed, being amazed at those elements and gifts that you have access to. I almost want to say I want to send you back to school so that you can sort of expand on a lot of these gifts and talents. I feel I want to send you back to the books for sure. And as you get into next year, it really feels as though there are going to be a lot of choices for you, new choices, and it does look as though it's going to be a very exciting time. So, okay.
Okay, you were getting ready to say something else?
Nope, that's it. That's what I got for you.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now. Okay, we've got, I think, two more, and then we will have cleared the board. We've
all
got
right.
Candace is up for you. Candace, are you there?
Hi, this is Tierra.
All right.
Tierra.
So, I you know what? I clicked you were in line too, so you take Tierra, and I'll take Candace next.
Okay. Hi, Tierra. How can I help
Hello.
You tonight?
Thank you for taking my call. I was calling
oh,
in.
Oh, you're kind. You're kind. You have a kind heart.
Thank you. I was calling in tonight to find out what you see for me as far as the move. Now, I currently reside with my mother, and I was going to rent out a room, but I was in the process of buying a house. So I just want to know, do you see me moving into that house anytime soon?
Well, I see a delay. Have you already been delayed with it?
Yes.
Okay, I see a delay there, but there is a matter of getting everything together. And once you get everything accomplished and put together, because this needs to be lined up and that needs to be lined up, and it feels like a lot, and then, yes, you do get to move. Okay?
Will it be this year?
A matter of getting all your ducks in a row. And I don't know if there's a temptation going on. So do you feel bad about leaving your mom?
No, actually, I feel good about leaving her because we've been bumping heads.
Okay, so where's the other temptation that's coming in?
Maybe because I'm kind of skeptical about renting out a room.
Oh, well, that you have to decide, but this will give you an opportunity, because I know a lot of people who do this, and there's pros and cons. Just use your intuition when you decide, okay?
Okay.
You'll be okay.
Okay, I just don't want to be homeless because I have a little boy.
Yeah. No, just keep working on moving out. I see you moving.
Now, do you see me moving into the house this year?
Probably right after the first of the year.
Yeah, that's what I got too.
You got that too, Barb?
Yeah, after the first of the year.
Yeah. So
okay, well,
that's it. You can
okay.
do this.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much. Bye.
Okay, one more, and I got this one. Hi, Candy. Okay. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi,
I'm here. How
okay,
are you?
Terrific. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I wonder about my love life. Actually, a year ago, like in October of last year, I met somebody. There was definitely an instant connection there.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see, you know, where do you see that going on? What is this connection about? Because it's a strong connection. I can tell you that. Very, very strong connection. And we
now, is this person in your life now?
We are in each other's lives. However, we have actually kind of like took a little break of being friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, But
I think from what I'm feeling here and from what I'm seeing, there definitely is a connection. It's a past life connection. You two have been in several past lives together, and you've been close. You've been connected. Now, that doesn't mean that you necessarily were in relationships. What I'm basically seeing is siblings, so that you have been siblings together in at least the last two past lives. My feeling is that because it was such a strong connection in both of those two past lives, the bond is really, really strong. In one of the past lives, you were twins. So that you bring that connection, that love from the past life into this lifetime, but you're misinterpreting it.
Okay. I mean, I know we're friends and everything like that. Like, that's something that I value, was his friendship, if anything.
Oh, this is a spectacular friend. This is a fabulous friend. This person will be a friend for life. Don't try to push it further.
Okay.
Barbara,
I'm going to interject because I picked up exactly what you were picking up. Exactly what you said. Past life experience. This is a something that's come in from life after life. Yes, but you are friends in this life, not lovers.
Yeah. That said, once you get your mind wrapped around that, and it will take a while, there is definitely a soulmate relationship coming within the next 7 months.
Oh, okay. Ooh, good. Good.
Put the friendship in proper perspective, and then the soulmate comes in. Okay?
Okay. Okay. That was my next question. I would love to know when I was going to be I do miss my best friend, and that's, believe me, that's nothing more than that. We're just friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay,
Mary, we cleared the board. Hopefully you guys will utilize the affirmations that we've shared. I think either Mary or I or both of us will put the affirmations up on our Facebook pages so that you can get them there if you didn't get a chance to write them down tonight. We'll certainly be willing to share them with anybody who needs them. Mary can be found at
PsychicMediumMary.
Had a brain freeze. PsychicMediumMary.
I know. And Facebook Mary or PsychicMediumMary.
Okay. And I'm at BarbaraDeLong.com. And so we look forward to seeing you, talking with you, sharing with you next month. And please mark your calendars. Or check my calendar and figure out when the heck it is. And we will be here then with another topic to dazzle you with and tools to use. Mary, thank you so much. This has been exciting and fun.
Barbara, thank you very much. It's always exciting and fun. And many, many thanks to everybody. Lots
okay.
of hugs.
Good night, everybody, and thanks for being here. We'll be back. Keep watching for us. You know, it's hard to keep us old gals down. Good night now.